Today you are receiving the beginning part of the Nyingma lineage, and Nyingma, the history of the Nyingma, which I have taught, I have told to everyone last year during the Rinchen Tenzu, so I'm not going to repeat it, because the Nyingma by definition means earlier, older and earlier. So that extends for a very long time, because in Tibet, the Vajrayana Buddhism, the Buddhism itself established a long time ago, and since then it is all somehow, literally speaking, you cannot define any other way except Nyingma, because earlier. And now there is great Mahasiddha Mahapandita Atisha Dipankar. So until he came to Tibet, then all the teachings that are there are somehow the tantric aspect of teaching are the earlier teaching. So we have to call it Nga Nyingma in that sense. And until Guru Rinpoche, Guru Rinpoche is, I don't know the honorific words. So Guru Rinpoche coming to Tibet, until that it is the Nyingma Kama. And after the Guru Rinpoche, then Guru Rinpoche put many things in treasure, so then it became Dharma. Dharma means treasure. This also very superficial way, because you cannot really say exactly the Dharma is after the Guru Rinpoche, in essence. But historically, we have to say that. But actually, it is not like that exactly. Because the lineage is the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya, Sabhapakakaya, all together is Kuntu Zangpo. So we call that Dharmakaya Kuntu Zangpo. And then Sambhogakaya Dorje Sempa. Then the Nirmanakaya, such a great master, such as Jambal Shinyin, Garab Dorje, etc., and Guru Rinpoche, of course. And so all of their transmissions, their teachings are from enlightenment, from within. So the terminology of Gongtep, Gong means Gongpa, realization. That means treasure. So Gongtep. So this way, if you really look at the meaning of what is Dharma, then if we say Dharma started after the Guru Rinpoche, it's not correct. But technically speaking, Guru Rinpoche put so many teachings, so many sacred blessings, such as blessing pills, etc., and so many sacred objects, statues, vajras, purvas, etc., and many sacred things like that put into treasure. And these treasures are entrusted in the custody of great protectors. So each treasure has its custodian, great protectors. And then the treasure discoverer, you know, not treasure hunters, treasure discoverers are also prophesied by Guru Rinpoche. So this way, there is mainly five main directions of treasure. That means central, east, south, west, north. And then there is the generally speaking, it is mentioned that treasure which are with the name, with the list, a million, and without the name and without without title, countless. So that means practically countless. And out of them, so much were discovered. And for example, Rinchen Tenzin was the compilation of Dharma. Almost all of it, except very few texts inside Rinchen Tenzin. And then Dharma also have Tersar and Tenning, and that means old treasure and new treasure. So new treasure such as like Chogyur Deshin Lingpa say Tersar. But then this definition is somewhat superficial, because it is about the time, it is not about the teaching. So teaching of Chogyur Deshin Lingpa say Dharma and other Dharma which are known as Tenning, that are same. Same blessing, same transmission, same source, but because of the timing. And I also came across quite few recent dharmas. And I saw some texts, and I also met persons. So I have to uphold them with great respect. Anyway, the dharmas are not something which is easily kind of discovered or uncovered. If we go around and look around and look for dharma, we cannot find it. It is not something that we can adventure on. Some treasures, such as there was one statue which I had the great fortune to receive blessing from, and that statue was discovered by one very great Tibetan whose name I don't remember right now. And the background is such that the Guru Rinpoche entrusted this this dharma to a very powerful great protector of a mountain near a big waterfall. And then when the Tibetan went there, and then so many people went with the Tibetan, then from this waterfall, a huge monster, like lizard-like monster, huge one, came out, and they opened the mouth. So inside the mouth, there is the box. Inside the box, there is the statue. So then the master have taken it out, and then the huge being went into the waterfall, went back into the waterfall. And if it's not for the captain, you know, it will be a snack. If it is not the right captain, then that captain will become the snack for the thing that came from the waterfall, something like Tyrannosaurus, you know. So something like that. And some treasures are discovered from the sky, just out of nowhere it appears. And so these kinds are how the dharmas are uncovered. And then gongtel also means that through realization, then it just comes out from the heart. And so that is called gongtel. It is not something that I just imagine and I just write down whatever comes to my mind, then that is gongtel. Then it will be very much like conversation with God, you know. So that's not gongtel. So it is the kind of realization through which the entire sadhana, entire text, entire treasure revealed. So that is gongtel. And then I have been sharing with them one very silly story about a fake Kirtan. But I think those of you who got it, okay, otherwise I'm not going to repeat it. It is not something that desirable. Now, this sacred teaching of Nyingma then actually merged into everything. For example, like we call ourselves Kajupa, and then somebody called themselves Nyingmapa, somebody called themselves Gelukpa, somebody called themselves Sachapa, etc. And then also we dress slightly differently. We behave also slightly differently, but it really doesn't mean very much, because the essence of the teaching is all same. It is only the kind of lineage and then some emphasis, certain emphasis, and then of course what makes it really separate from one another is the seeds, the dharma seeds of the each one of the lineage. For example, Nyingmapa in Tibet had many monasteries, many great monasteries, but there is a sixth seat, and which are known as upper seat, middle seat, and lower seat. That is the geographical upper, middle, lower. So upper Dorjeta and Mindroling, middle Shechen and Dzogchen, and lower then Kato and Palyur. So these are the six main seats of the Nyingma lineage. And then the supreme head of the Nyingma lineage is the hereditary of Milling Chichen. So that is the head of the Mindroling monastery. And each one of these monasteries have their own head, of course. And it does not mean when you are supreme head of one particular lineage, does not mean everything belongs to you, you know, but you are the head of that spiritual lineage. And so that way each one of the other five monasteries have their own heads, and which is under each one of them. Now that is a superficial history about Nyingma. The detailed one I will not repeat. And you have to listen to the last year's teaching on the Nyingmapa lineage. And then now the teaching that is compiled in the Dhammanzu of the Nyingma lineage is in three. And that is Yoga Desum. So three set of yoga. De means like a sort of path, set. And then this is the first one is Chepa Mahayoga, Mahayoga. Second one is Lung Anu Yoga, so that's Anu Yoga. And last is Mengak Ati Yoga, so three. Today's first sacred instruction of Nyingma is described as old man's walking stick and the old lady's finger pointing. So that is the title of this text. And next is about great tantric Vajra Sattva transmission. And with these two, the Mahayoga's sacred instructions are complete. And then Anu Yoga's sacred instructions, that will be the essence of the meditation of the Ndupando. So this sacred instruction, which is known as crystal mala and white crystal mala, and then next is the Avalokiteshvara Narakuntu. So this sacred instruction, so with that too, the Anu Yoga's sacred instructions are complete. So today you have received 19 sacred instructions of the all various aspects of teaching, and then specifically with the Nyingma you are receiving 4 sacred transmissions right here. So with that altogether, 23 sacred transmission, sacred instruction transmission that you received today. Now you participate with the utmost sincere devotion and bodhicitta, so that you will receive the blessing of the lineage.